Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 19th. Happy Resurrection Day. Today, as we begin the podcast, I'm convicted of my need for God to be transforming my heart and our hearts by His Word. Nothing I can say, no little quippy idea that I have is going to mean anything to us. What's going to do a work of transformation is the Holy Spirit. And He does it simply through His Word. Yes, He uses people, but His Word is the main source of wisdom for us that reveals to us His Son Jesus. And so today, as we begin, Lord, we focus our eyes on Jesus. We ask for You to help us from Your Word, to teach us, to remind us of Your goodness, and to set us on a path of righteousness for Your name's sake. Because it is Sunday, we're going to be reading Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 through 14. This is the sermon text from which Mark Rector will preach today. So if you can, please come and support Mark and also hear a word from the Lord. Starting in verse 9. Only be careful and watch yourself closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remember the day you stood before the Lord, your God, at Horeb, when He said to me, "Assemble the people before me to hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land, and may teach them to their children. You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain while it blazed with fire to the very heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. There was only a voice. He declared to you His covenant, the Ten Commandments, which He commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets. And the Lord directed me at that time to teach you the decrees and laws you are to follow in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess." As Wayne reminded us last week, Deuteronomy is kind of Moses giving his last words to the people who are going to cross over into the promised land. And he's telling them here in verse 9, don't let the memories fade of what I've done for you. That is a very convicting thought to me. Lord, help me to remember and praise You for the many ways You have worked throughout my life. And help me to tell my children of those things. In addition, help me to teach them the stories of Scripture. Every story whispering the name of Jesus. The Israelites would have looked back at the stories of the Red Sea parting or the plagues in Egypt, the water from the rock, manna, all these miracles that God performed. And Moses didn't want the people to forget. He wanted them to pass the memories on. So today I encourage you to tell the stories of Jesus and His love to your family, to those around you, and ask the Lord to continue to teach your children, if you have biological children, or to use you as someone who helps others who are young in their faith to flourish. Let's move on over now to the Psalms. I love Psalm 98. It's very joyful. It reminds me of making new songs and singing new songs. It highlights God's faithfulness and our response of praise with a harp or with a trumpet or with whatever we have that makes noise. The sea, the rivers, they're all praising the Lord. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Thank you for listening along on this Resurrection Sunday. May we be encouraged to share the stories just as Moses encouraged the people who were headed into the Promised Land. Stories of the Lord's redemption in our lives and stories from God's Word that we might be able to share with those who are younger in the faith. Along with this, I want you to think of someone, a child, maybe not a child in your family, but someone in your sphere at church or in the greater community, someone who needs a touch, who maybe needs a mentor or a friend. And I want to pray for them that the Lord would give them favor and wisdom and love and purity and his help. And I want to pray that we have open eyes and open hearts to God's work through us in the world around us. To close, I want to pray an evening prayer from the Diary of Private Prayer. Oftentimes, John Bailey will pray prayers of lament, prayers of confession, and I don't think I confess enough, to be honest. So I want to pray this prayer and ask the Lord to remind us of his forgiving grace and his unfailing love. Unapproachable light, how can I raise these guilty hands to you? How can I pray to you with lips that have spoken hollow and grumpy words? A heart hardened with vindictive passions, an unruly tongue, an irritable nature, an unwillingness to bear the burdens of others, an undue willingness to let others bear my burdens, exaggerated boasting about small achievements, fine words hiding unworthy thoughts, a friendly face masking a cold heart, many neglected opportunities, and many underdeveloped talents. Much love and beauty unappreciated, and many blessings unacknowledged. All these I confess to you, O God. Thank you, O loving Father, that holy and transcendent as you are, you have always shown yourself to be accessible to the prayers of sinful people like me. Especially, I praise your name that in the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have opened up a new and living way into your presence, making your mercy free to all who have nothing else to plead. Let me now find peace in my heart by turning away from myself and taking refuge in you. Let my despair over my miserable sins give way to joy in your adorable goodness. Let depression of mind make way for a renewed energy and a serving spirit. So let me lie down tonight thinking not of myself and my own concerns, or of my hopes and fears, or even of the way in which I have offended you, but of others who need your help, and of the work that I can do for their sakes in the vineyard of your world. Amen.